Q99.7, Mara Davis is here from Atlanta Eats. That means we're about to talk about food all over Atlanta. What you got?
It's really good. So today we're going to focus on sandwiches, and I want to know, like, do you call it a Sammy or a Sandwich or a Sando?
Sandwiches.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Sandwich?
Hey, thank you. I'm with you.
So uncool.
It's a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm not cool.
Get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich, Mara Davis.
I'm hungry.
I don't.
Make me a sandwich.
That's like a new thing. It's like, oh, Sammy's.
Yeah, I'm not cool.
Oh, that's stupid.
No, I'm not rolling with Sammy's.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, let's get started with some of the most requested sandwiches. I put this out on my social media, Mara Davis 2000 on Instagram. Follow me at Mara Davis. And these are some of the great... Are you rolling your eyes?
I'm not. I'm trying to relate. I'm trying to think of what my favorite sandwich is in town, and I got nothing.
That's Cuban sandwiches.
Yeah, Cuban Sammy's.
Okay. Those are great. So I first...
I call them the Sammy sauces.
See what I mean? It's like... to call it a Sammy, and I think it's kind of a new thing where people like want to just call it that.
Right.
I am not down with it, but you do you. The lamb sandwich at Alon's is like a legendary sandwich. That's one that's like, if you're going to really commit to a gut bomb, you should do that. Big request for my co-host on Atlanta Eats, Steak Shapiro, and also his co-host on their sports show. They talk about sports, Sandra Golden. You know sports.
The sportsy things.
But they give really high marks to Muss and Turner's. If you've ever had the Gobbler, it's a spectacular sandwich. That's a Thanksgiving.
What happened to you? What happened to you?
The Gobbler.
Her mind is in the gutter, man. Yeah,
I love that. I love the gutter. It's great. Here's another
one. Spend some time with me there.
I will. Another great sandwich that's going to be debuting on May 4th. They're going to be doing biscuit breakfast sandwiches with barbecue and fried chicken. That's Lovey's Barbecue in Buckhead. I know.
Damn, that's
that is a commitment. But a lot of people like that. Victory Sandwich Bar in Decatur, that's super fun. You guys have been there, right? They do those little sandwiches. They're
little
super
sandwiches
hip and cool.
And boozy slushies. That's my favorite part.
I love that. Michelle LaFalse, she suggested Spizzano's Market in Tyrone. Now, I love an Italian market that's in Tyrone. I was not familiar with this, and then I researched it, and it's an Italian family that does these great sub sandwiches. They bring the bread in from New York, so that's great. Shout out to Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Nobody's excited.
I got nothing for Tyrone.
You guys have nothing.
I thought that was a Lannister.
Robert Neville suggests the pimento cheese sandwich from Blue Rooster Bake Shop in downtown Lawrenceville. Downtown Lawrenceville is super cute, by the way,
okay.
You guys.
You know what you make me realize every time you come in?
What?
I am sheltered. Mm-hmm. I need to get out of my bubble.
Well, this is what I'm telling. Like, downtown Lawrenceville is actually a really cute little area. It's got great shops, great restaurants. It's got the famous courthouse where Larry Flynn was shot.
Yep.
Generally speaking, all of those towns that are outside the perimeter have a great square to go to all great restaurants and bars. Lawrenceville, Gainesville, Noonan, you name them.
Larry Flint was shot in Lawrenceville?
Yeah.
No idea.
Absolutely.
No idea.
Okay, so check this out. I've never tried this, but I just wanted to say this today. Apparently at the Renaissance Festival, there's a place called Sir Munchalot's.
Yes.
Thank you, Perry Rintire, for suggesting that. They have a fried green tomato sandwiches. Mm. Fred's Meat and Bread, of course. Blue Eyed Daisy, you got to get the Frenchie. And also, listen, for those of you who love pop-ups, they're doing this at Tapa Tapa again. Remember they did the Mardi Gras one a couple of weeks ago? Now they're doing a Sex in the City pop-up, which is interesting. Mm. They're going to show videos of Sex in the City, have Cosmos, bagels, sushi, New York themed stuff, and you can take all your, you know, Sex in the City thing. Do you think it's still relevant? Is it cool?
No, probably not.
I've got mixed responses from people.
I'm the biggest fan of Sex in the City. Love me some Carrie. It is not relevant.
All right, well, you can decide to go or not go, and I'll be back next week, so keep eating. Is a hot dog a sandwich or
no.
No, it is not.
It's not a Sammy.
It's a hot dog.
It's not.
I'm done.
Q99.7.